Mr. Barry, thank you very much for joining us on such short notice this morning.
Absolutely, Amy. How are you doing? I hope all is well.
Things are great on our end because we stayed in a hotel. We weren't caught in that horrible gridlock last night.
Well, wait a minute. Don't say we.
Okay.
I joined thousands of federal employees, only I wasn't trying to get home. I was trying to get from home to the hotel. I want to tell you, John, that's a lifetime, almost a lifetime experience.
Yeah,
yesterday
it was horrible. I know it. I heard from all of my friends and loved ones as well last night, as you can imagine.
So tell us the background on the decision, and I think you're probably, and you might also comment on whether it's accurate to say that the early closure of the federal government really contributed that much to the gridlock.
Well, I would argue that point with you there. Let me go back to sort of where we were and how we made the decision, and that way it'll give you a sense of what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
At around 10 o'clock yesterday, knowing that there was a storm arriving, we set up a call with the Council of Governments, as we discussed and described last year. That call connects you with the National Weather Service and about over 100 state, local, and federal agencies that all cover the region. They discuss the situation and give us a status report. And then we at OPM take that information, look at historical comparisons, and using two points as our decision making. First is the safety of our federal workforce. Second is maintaining operations of the federal government to the greatest extent possible. And putting those two factors together, we looked at the information, and we were told by the Weather Service that the storm would arrive sometime between 3 and 4. They nailed it. They were about 4, I think it really began coming down around 4, right around 4 o'clock. And so and they told us it was going to be an ugly rush hour, so we knew that because they said it was going to come fast and heavy. They were accurate on all those accounts. I've lived here my whole life, Amy, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's the fastest I've ever seen a storm accumulate. Between 4 and 5, I was on the road myself. I had gone to Capitol Hill at 3 o'clock. And to give you a case in point, you know, the roads was dry. On the way to Capitol Hill, there was no traffic. And when I came out, you know, after the meeting with the congressman, all heck was breaking loose, as you can imagine. We made the decision at 11 o'clock yesterday morning to go with a 2-hour early dismissal. Most federal employees come in between the hours of 7 and 9. So figuring that 2 hours would get us, most feds out of the Washington DC area while it was still light and ahead of the storm. I have to tell you, all day long I was holding my breath because, you know, when you make a decision like that and there's no snow on the ground and no flakes falling, you know, you run the risk of somebody saying, boy, are you overreacting? But we did make it. We allowed people to go with telework to leave early. We allowed people to leave even earlier than the 2 hours if they desired.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave everybody the 2-hour window. Now, Amy, I'll tell you one funny story. Is my own secretary, when I left for Capitol Hill, I said, now, you know, please make sure you go home right away. Don't risk this. It could be ugly. And she said, okay. And after I left, instead of getting in her car and going home, if she had done that, she would have been home with no problem. Instead, she stayed working because I think, like many people, she looked out her window and it wasn't snowing. And so she thought, well, I don't have to worry. You know, once it starts, I'll have time. And they hung back. And I think, so we had two things going on. One, the storm came very quickly when it started at 4. Two was, I think people had kind of hung back thinking, well, you know, the storm isn't going to go, you know, crazy in that first hour, and so I'll just hang back. So that those two phenomena of a fast storm and people hanging back, I think helped contribute to that. But I think even if we had said leave 3 hours early or 4 hours early, I don't know if that would have changed that phenomenon, because you still would have had a fast storm and people hanging back. So that's essentially what happened yesterday, and then we can talk about the morning. I'll take a breath and let you ask.
Well, I'm going to let you take a breath. We are talking with the Office Personnel Management Director, John Barry, talking about, well, last night and this morning. And what I wanted to ask you, and you touched on it just a little bit, but I wanted to get a little bit more information from you about the perception that all feds are 9 to 5. So if you say a 2-hour early dismissal, that at 3 o'clock there's going to be this tsunami of federal cars on the road, and that is what caused the insane gridlock last night. And we've been hearing criticism from others about that. And just speak to that misconception and how you can help resolve that among the perception among people when it comes to the federal government and ensuring that you weren't creating any more problem than it was already trying to be solved.
Well, and that's a good point, Amy, and I appreciate that, is that, you know, feds, we don't have a hard 9-to-5 schedule anymore. If that was the case, that was over 20 years ago. Now feds come in, some come in as early as 5 o'clock in the morning. I have people in my office who come in at 5, from farther out. And they start leaving, obviously, because of that, from 1 o'clock on. And so when we say there is a 2-hour early dismissal, it doesn't mean everybody has to work until 3 o'clock or till 4 o'clock. If they would work till 6, for example, it means whatever your normal time to go home, go home 2 hours earlier, so that if you would normally go home at 2, you would go home, at 11. If you would go home at 4, you could go home at 2. And so, in that phenomenon, we found, and why we do it that way, is it allows us to spread out the rush hour, if you will, because people will then go home at their normal, 2 hours earlier than their normal time, and you won't have that big rush come onto the streets all at one time. And so that's the theory behind the decision of a 2-hour early dismissal that is based that way. But like I say, I think what we had yesterday was sort of those two phenomena coming together. The speed of the storm, which was one of the fastest accumulating I'd ever seen, and two was sort of human nature, which is I've got more time. I'll keep working for another hour. I don't, a number of friends who called me last night, Amy, yelling at me, when I actually let them calm down a little bit, and I said, well, did you take advantage of the 2-hour early dismissal? And there's a period of silence, and they said, well, no.
Yeah. And one fast one before we let you go. Last year's big snowstorm really raised the debate about telework. My impression sitting in the car for 5.5 hours yesterday is, besides everything else going through my mind, is what a colossal waste of time this is.
Yep.
So do you think that yesterday's delays, which in many ways were worse than we had last year in terms of people stuck in the cars, that might even help the cause of telework now in the federal government without people thinking feds aren't working because they're home?
Boy, I sure hope so. I think if there's a silver lining to this cloud, that's it. Because my own assistant, who we talked about, had trouble last night, has lost power today, and her neighborhood is in a really tough way. So she's working from home today. I told her, you telework today. She has her iPad with her, and so she's teleworking today. She's home safe and doesn't have to worry about icy roads. So, employees do have that option, and the president wants them to take it. The president, recently reiterated his support for us moving in this direction, and so we've issued guidance asking all employees, based on the Telework Act, which Congress just passed and the president signed, that each agency move forward to designate and to work with their employees and with their unions to negotiate telework policies so that the clear majority, if
right,
not all, of their employees can telework, and we can hopefully avoid a repeat of last night's horrible disaster.
OPM Director John Barry, thanks very much for joining us, and let's hope today's commute's better than last night's.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you all this morning, and my apologies to folks who had a tough evening last night. We will continue to try to make good calls based on safety and maintaining government operations and try to maintain the consistency with that point going forward.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.